calling Dorothy Jane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I love you, because I want you back, because I think you're cute. I really do think you're cute. Obviously, a lot of things have happened in the last couple days. It is interesting, earlier today at 1:41 p.m., somebody watched the video, George, I'm trying all the harder, used a proxy through the Netherlands. The same person immediately afterwards watched George, Jim Cross, email history, reality, personal impact via a proxy in Germany. It's the same cookie, so it was the same party. Where that party actually was, you know, I don't know. I find it fascinating that people are using, still using VPNs, you know, the VPN issue I find so very humorous because you're doing some hiding from me, you know, if you're doing hiding from Google, nah, not at all. I'm sorry, not at all. That's why Google will offer things like Gmail and Google Analytics and all these kind of free services, because they track you and they have ways to link it all together and they know you well. And using a proxy doesn't matter. No, they're very simple techniques to get around that proxy. And, you know, the other one, of course, is, as I wrote the article, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever it was, about the are the holes in Tor intentional? Using Tor has a built-in flaw. So little players can't find out what you're doing. The big player, the Five Eyes, can, and they do. So it's kind of like it's done on purpose to make sure that you feel secure, but don't cross the line because you are being tracked. Anyway, I was fascinated by the email. I was shocked. I was honestly surprised that your dad did yet a second email because I'm sorry. He's kind of like a little kid throwing rocks at a brick wall. You're not having much of an impact. The reason being is because you ignore the fundamental. You ignore love. You ignore obedience to Christ. He talks only about things related to money. And I'm sorry, you can twist it, you can, you know, any way you want. Notice the tone about George being kind and I'm cruel. He makes accusations, generalized accusations, not specific, and he rationalizes his own deeds. And then he's, you know, he talks about, oh, well, you know, now he's finally being honest and says he doesn't like me. But what he's living is a hate of me. Again, I point to the First John passage. What he's done by closing off communications, by turning to the state, is hateful. It's hateful. And of course, by twisting things. You know, I have to admit, I did write a follow-up letter. I think it was titled A Fresh Start. And I said before, I'm just simply the three questions that I put in the video from last week. You know, that reconciliation is command of the Lord. Marriage begins with sex and ends with death. And the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud. I don't think we can contain any of them. Because I think he looks at the Bible as a tool, as opposed to the word of God that commands him what to do. He simply ignores it. Mr. Cross, prove me wrong. I quoted in the email, and I'm going to quote it again, a line that I put in. You know, I said, I will continue to claim to Dorothy Jane, the person who loves you is not your dad, but me. A pimp offers money. A husband attempts to attempts the washing of water with the word, Ephesians 5:26, which is pointing her to Christ, not protection by the state. I was pleased with that line after it was written, because I think that's exactly what it's happening. Your dad is acting like a pimp, and I'm trying to love you as your husband. And yes, those don't sound like light, fluffy words. And that's why I continue to quote the passages from the scripture where God calls, you know, the Job, dress for action like a man, or other passages in, what was it, Corinthians, about, you know, be strong or act like a man, whatever it was. I'm sorry. The submission to the world is a problem. You know, the Proverbs 1984 that I did, your dad lives it. And it's a problem. And, you know, it's not that I'm saying I'm right, you're wrong. I've tried to make that so clear, because the reason we had so many issues is because I wanted the things of this world. That was me. Yes, I believe my wife encouraged me on that, but the problem was me. It's my responsibility. I blew it. I was wrong. I wanted the things of this world. And if I didn't have that desire, when trials came, wouldn't have been a problem. That was my problem. That was my mistake. I was wrong. I made mistakes. And you know, I'm fully willing to admit that. Am I called out on that? No. Was I point to reasons why? No. I'm just a bad person right now, aren't I? And therefore, you can rationalize abandoning me. There's no love in that. There's no obedience to Christ in that. And it seems to be the person who's driving this is the person who loves the world the most, Mr. Jim Cross. Prove me wrong. He calls me to repent. He doesn't say what, but the underlying implication is clear. It's about money. Send more money. And I would suggest the person who needs to repent is the one that's put up the wall between us. The analogy came up with another. That was another good line today. You know, he calls me to repent. And the analogy I gave him is that you've locked the door and then said, come in. Because, you know, he puts up a barrier. And gives him the rationalization to think that, oh, I'm being kind and open to him. I've locked the door, but I'm being kind and open to him. I'm going to treat him like a man. I'm trying to follow the Galatians 2 model. And I'm not going to stop. Because I love my wife. Because I'm not going to try to be like a pimp and offer money. But pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ, to obedience to him, not obedience to the world. Dorothy Jane, you have a choice. Love the world, follow your dad. In obedience to the Lord, reconcile with your husband and follow the Lord. I hope you will find that, yes, these are very strong words. The stakes are high. 7 years of silence will rip a man apart. 7 years of silence will encourage a man to say, nah, forget it, abandon the family. But after 7 years of silence, Dorothy Jane, I'm still after reconciliation with you. I'm still after the desire. The desire in my heart is to walk hand in hand with you. Not in vengeance, but in the joy of reconciliation. That is my desire. And if somebody tries to put up fluff to try to protect you, I'm going to blow them apart, because it's fraud. It is absolute fraud. The person who loves you is not your dad. It's me. And I'm trying to show it. And I'm trying to live it. Bow to the almighty dollar, or bow to the Lord Jesus Christ. The choice is yours. Dorothy Jane, I love you. Please take my hand again. You committed your life to be one with me. I committed my life to be one with you. For better or worse. Yes, that's not from Scripture. That's the Book of Common Prayer, but still. We made that promise. Let's live it out together. We are one. And I love you.